Hey folks, welcome to beloved Star Wars character R2-P2. My name is Josh, and I'm joined once again by my brand spanking new co-host. It's Keaton.
I'm fresh out of the womb.
How you doing?
I'm in a little bit of a state right now. You know what I mean? I'm just kind
of
phased
by what,
well, one of them toward the middle, but that's beside the point. In a mental state of just kind of getting aback by what just happened.
And we'll get to that in a second, but I have to get to our other guests first.
Of course.
Once again, and I believe joining the Four Club, it's Kristen. Mm.
Hello and welcome.
I've legally changed my name to Kellyanne Conway.
Okay, well, I haven't introduced you yet, so no one knows who is talking.
Well, they're just letting you know what name to use when you do it.
You just lost
them.
Half the audience. My fourth guest today is a very special occasion. First appearance. Please welcome August.
I've legally changed my name to Kellyanne Conway.
Okay, August, well, I won't be using
guest.
That.
Let's move on.
Keaton, can I pull you aside for a second?
What's up, Josh?
Don't correct me on the number again. I know I said fourth guest, I meant third, but...
It's okay. You were thinking of the lost member of this podcast.
I was thinking. Let's go back to the main podcast.
Yeah, we need, yeah.
So we're gathered here today to discuss the now famous, lost Indeed. Episode of the Angry Birds Drink Piss and the Angry Birds Movie Podcast.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Now, Keaton has co-hosts. Do you want to let Kristen explain what happened?
Yeah, Kristen, would you take the floor?
So basically, about 30 minutes before this, we just finished recording our attempt number one at this episode. An effort that I could only describe as an abortion of a podcast.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, come on.
It was a shit show.
Is this your new Jonestown?
It was bad. All right, can I take the floor back?
Absolutely.
Please do.
I've said all I need to say.
So what happened is Josh graciously allowed me to run the first organized episode of TAB, DPI, TABN. And I decided that because we had so many guests on, we had Cam here as well for the last episode. Because we had so many guests on, that game show entitled Why Isn't the Angry Birds Piss Podcast a Game Show? The Game Show. Would be a good idea because it's going to be a shit show anyways. So why not like add to it where everyone's talking over each other the whole time?
Lean into the disaster.
That was the plan, but I really underestimated how fucking terrible it could get. Because it was completely unintelligible.
It was a little bit of chaos. I mean, Cam died.
Yeah,
good. I'm still. Should we make a call before we? We'll do it after. We'll do it after we finish recording.
No, do it now.
We just have to call his parents and let them know that he's. Yeah,
I mean, they'll figure out. I think.
Okay. Well, maybe
this
after.
This seems
the
kind of like an awkward phone call. I'm sure it will all work out.
Yeah, I don't want to do it.
And We'll get August to do it. Yeah. Kellyanne Conway, I want to ask you your take on the lost episode, the now famous lost episode.
I will do everything in my power to make it happen again.
Oh, no.
It's terrifying. And
listen, I know I asked this before, so I already know the answer, but the audience doesn't know. So for the sake of the fans, August, have you seen the Angry Birds movie?
No, but I have seen the scene that forms the topic of this podcast.
And please repeat to me your opinion.
I think he pees for a solid minute.
I agree.
That was debated in the game show.
It was, in fact.
That's the reason why the episode is lost, because you are bad.
We were three questions
and a coward.
We were three questions in, and
a cheat, a skank.
I'm trying not to set the record for most times to cry on the podcast, and you're not.
You are Senator Tammy Duckworth.
Okay, well, I, Senator Tammy Duckworth, got three questions in before finding a question that everyone debated the answer to. I calculated the eagle pisses for 45 seconds.
You calculated it?
I calculated by counting.
Oh, you crunched
science.
The numbers, did you?
I've never seen so much venom in a human voice.
I used science and I calculated, and it is no more than 45 seconds.
What was your calculation process like, just so we know?
Run the numbers, please.
I first typed into Google.com to go search up how to count. So I figured out how to count, and then by doing so...
And then
so,
you lost it again because that episode killed all your brain cells.
Right, but beforehand, you know, I figured out how to count and then counted the seconds. And I realized that it might, you know, disqualify me because I'm so new to the counting game. But I do think that I counted 45 seconds. I got I'm a quick learner.
Sure. If you can just sort of reenact your counting process.
Yeah, I believe I started with one.
Okay.
And then
so far so good.
Mm-hmm. At the the peeing starts at the 2 minute 1 second mark of the.
Are you sure?
Of the
are
scene sure video on YouTube. Then? Yes, it does.
You don't
and
sound
then
very sure.
I started it. So I started at one, and so it was 2:02, and then by the time I got to 2:03, I was counting. The number two.
Sure.
And then
number two means poop.
Right. It does. Which is why I started with one, because yeah. It's the most important, if you know what I'm saying.
I don't know what you're saying. Please explain.
Number one is pee.
Yeah, I've unfortunately, I've gotten lost in the counting.
This
process.
Is very immature.
I'm going to need you to go back to one.
Please take it seriously this time.
At 2 minutes and 1 second, I counted the first second.
Yeah, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to ask you to leave the timestamps out. I think it's overcomplicating things.
All right. So I started with one, and then I moved on from there to two,
okay.
Which is as August previously stated, the poop number.
Yeah.
And then beyond that, I went three, okay. Four, five.
Slow. Jesus.
Oh, no. Can we talk about Witch House really quick?
Witch House?
Right.
Oh, I love
Okay, we
I
need to... There was a bit that happened in the Lost episode.
Which bit?
The Witch House bit. Right, it was that one. And it lasted like 30 seconds. It lasted longer than it should
have. That's a very liberal count of how long that lasted.
Yeah, it just proves my point that Keaton can't count.
All right, well...
Oh, wow.
You go...
I was the one
you
saying
said,
Witch House. I would know that Keaton was wrong. Keaton.
Fuck!
Keaton, you're a...
Yeah, more like Keaton.
It's funny because it sounds like Pete,
Josh.
The worst name.
Josh, can I take you aside for a second here?
You can
Josh,
take can me aside, yeah.
Josh, so I know we discussed that like you get to be verbally abusive, but could you, like if the guests are going to go off on me, could you at least, like, you know, say something?
You stay over here.
Hey, Kristen, can I take you aside for a second?
Oh, hang on, they're already going over to one side.
Yeah.
Kristen, I just want to let you know that Keaton is a pee-pee man and a poo-poo shitter with his diaper.
I agree.
His diaper
that.
Is full and it weighs him down.
Okay, Keaton,
let's go back.
Keaton, I listened to their conversation. I've got to tell you, things aren't looking good, man.
Yeah. I heard pee pee poo poo, I believe, and I'm not happy.
I mean, I don't want to reveal too much, but that was about you. Let me go over and talk to them. You stay over here.
No,
okay, I'm going over to talk to Keaton.
Okay. Thanks. Oh boy. Okay. Kristen, I'll go and talk to you.
Hey, Keaton. Why is your diaper so full? August, come on, man.
Kristen.
Yes, hello.
Listen, you gotta do something about August. You know,
what if I refuse?
Hey, Keaton, do you want to form a secret pact against Josh just in case he backstabs you?
Josh is my friend, though.
And Stalin was Hitler's friend, but look at how the Molotov-Ribbentrop pact turned out.
I just heard August say that Stalin was Hitler's friend.
All right, can we reconvene? Can we reconvene?
Okay, let's all go back to the middle. Yeah, yeah.
We got a podcast.
Witch House, as I understand,
I
is a genre of music.
Yes, it's a very good genre.
What's the name of that band with the guy from the Deftones?
Jonestown.
Come on.
Arcade Fire.
Come on.
I don't know what you're talking about. What are you talking about?
I'm going to play directly into the microphone some Witch House.
Okay, but please play less than 5 seconds of it for copyright purposes.
That's enough.
Okay, now
Keaton, does that put your mind at ease?
Yeah, I'm much calmer now.
Okay, can I tell you all about the Dave Matthews Band poop incident?
Please
yeah,
do.
I would like
to know.
I think it has some very startling parallels to the Angry Birds piss movie scene. Mm. So on a cold October day, I think it was October. No, it was August. Well, August is cold in Chicago anyway. On a cold
then
August
put a jacket
day,
on.
Got him.
Anyway, I just had to fact check this. Dave Matthews.
Oh, man, that's all septic typing sounds.
Septic, no, boat. Ah, there it is. August of 2004. They were on a tour bus going over the Kinzie Street Bridge in Chicago when the driver of the bus decided that he wanted directly into the Chicago River to empty the septic tank, because it's this whole other thing. If you want to empty the septic tank, you got to go to like a dedicated waste disposal site and you got to pay for it and shit.
Yeah,
and I guess he just wasn't feeling it. He emptied it into a grate on the Kinzie Street Bridge just as a sightseeing art tour boat was going underneath the bridge.
Oh my god.
800 pounds of liquid human waste was dumped directly onto the boat.
Can you imagine?
And this was Dave Matthews' waste as well.
And yes, Dave Matthews' waste was part of the 800 pounds of human waste that was dumped.
Can you imagine?
This was...
Wait, can you imagine being able to say, like, I got Dave Matthews' shit dumped on me? Like, do you know how few people have actually been to his concerts? You know what I mean? Like, that's like...
This art tour boat was specifically an architecture sightseeing one for the beautiful architecture of the Windy City. And this is a particularly famous bridge that has been there for like over 100 years. So at that moment, most of the people on board were looking up at the buildings of Chicago or at the bridge.
Oh.
Mouths wide open with awe and taking in all the beauty of Chicago's sights and sounds. And then 800 pounds of human waste descended upon them.
Oh, it's a real-life nightmare.
It's comforting that something in real life happened that has so many parallels to this beloved scene of the Angry Birds movie.
Yes, I mean, they went to Chicago to see beautiful sights, just as the Angry Birds went to the Lake of Wisdom And what they got instead was human waste, or
mouthful of feces.
Mammal waste. Yeah. Yes, mammal waste.
That's not similar... falsely claim that birds are mammals, though.
They are. Similar to the Wizard of Oz.
When birds are basically mammals.
Jesus.
When all the characters realize that they already had the traits all along, one could say that people who went sightseeing truly did see something beautiful, and that the Angry Birds did acquire wisdom, or at least the wisdom that they had just drank.
Did you know that koalas have a 2-meter long appendix?
No.
We
need to chill with all of the bits that happened in the last episode. We've done enough.
Because people will never hear this last episode, which, by the way, was close to 40 minutes long. All of it unbearable.
It was so long.
It was really bad.
Could we maybe each share just our highlights so people can maybe get a sense of why this episode is deliberately being lost?
All right.
Oh, yeah. Josh, can you edit in highlights? Can you edit those into this episode?
Just so no.
Let's not.
Delete the whole thing.
Absolutely no part.
No evidence.
All right. So let's start with August. August, what was your... Let's do one favorite thing about the lost episode.
You know, I've already started purging it from my memory, so this is going to take a bit just to recall. I think all my name changes, and you trying to keep track of the name changes.
By many names, yeah.
I went from Harrison Ford to QAnon. What did I do after QAnon?
I believe it was Law Dog.
I changed my name from QAnon to Law Dog, and then did I change it from Law Dog to anything?
Punished Picnic.
Yes, I changed my name finally to Punished Picnic when the lost episode ended.
Keaton, what was yours?
Like, I loved it. Like, it was funny, but also, like, nobody needs to hear it. Yeah, but beyond that, I like me just actively talking over other people because I thought it'd be funny, but it's not. It just sounds rude, and it's hard to listen to.
Do you think you've learned any lessons about how to behave yourself in conversations?
I just think that in the future, definitely need to calm it down more, as well as never, ever, and I would like this to be added to the official rules list.
Please
never,
it.
Ever organize beforehand.
That's my main takeaway, too.
It only ends badly.
Please acknowledge.
What?
The laughing cow Jesus laughing at
what
you.
Are you what are you saying?
Kristen, what was your favorite moment?
Kristen.
I liked when Josh accidentally ended it a few seconds early. It was a great relief to have those few seconds.
Do you remember
that was by no
words?
Means an accident. I reached the end of my tether.
Oh, we should mention the final words of the podcast.
I have
Let's
muscles.
All say it at once. Ready?
I have muscles.
Three,
they power my body.
Two, one. That's
I
not
have
my wife.
Muscles, they
She's
power
back.
My body. We really, Josh, we need to conclude this episode before it devolved into what it was.
Hey, what if we cast right now, if the Angry Birds movie was made with real people, who would they be? And not just the voice actors, like, who would they be?
I'm the one who pees.
No, not us, like, actors.
Okay, I'm gonna be real with you. They're making a live-action Angry Birds movie. They're not gonna get you.
Yeah, okay, but here, at the same time, because of his relevance in the Angry Birds community, and because I think they look alike, I do really legitimately imagine Josh playing Red.
How the fuck do they look alike?
Ian, let me pull you to the side for a second.
Yeah, can I help you, Josh?
What do you mean we look alike?
Well, okay, so you know what? Your contact photo on my phone.
You both have
is...
a fat ass.
Name just one part of my anatomy that represents the red.
No, it's your face. Here, I'll.
My
I'll
face.
Tweet out a photo.
Is it the beak or the massive eyebrows?
No, nah, it's just. You
it's
guys
a fat ass. It's a fat burrito.
I think you guys are the same. Okay, August, who do you think you would be cast in the Angry Birds movie if you had like a real person as an actor?
I'm a real
I'd say
person.
Ian McKellen, aka Gandalf. Who agrees?
As the eagle?
Yeah.
I can see it.
No, I'm gonna definitely say former President Jimmy Carter. On this one.
It follows.
If the Angry Birds live action movie was cast with only former US president,
Jimmy Carter gets all the roles.
Give Jimmy Carter at least one, but Bomb has to be like William Taft.
Okay.
Redbird is Redbird.
Abraham
Lincoln.
Fuck it. No.
FDR.
George Washington. Definitely George Washington.
Abraham Lincoln.
Oh, no, you're right. No. August is right. It's George Washington.
Okay. On three, let's all say the name of a president. And if anyone says the same president as someone else, they have to leave the podcast immediately.
All right.
Okay.
Three,
yeah.
Two, one. George H.W.
Charles de Gaulle.
Did you say Charles? Oh, you said it. That was a French president.
Kristen, did you say anything? Yeah.
No, I was silent.
Okay, well, that's cheating. You got to leave the podcast. Kristen,
okay. But it was the
no, you
go.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Symbolic silence that stands for the current president instead of a hashtag.
No, the symbolic silence represents
not my president.
Former president Duvalier.
And she's out.
All right. We're going to do this again until there's only two of us left.
Or are you just going to keep naming
U.S. president. Three, two, one. Lyndon B. Johnson.
Franklin Pierce.
Next round. Okay. You got to say two this time.
Okay. Two this time.
Wait.
Three.
No one ever said I can't come back. So.
Oh my God.
That's fair.
All right. Ready?
Did I hear a countdown? We're doing this
okay.
again.
I'm ready.
Three, two.
We're doing two presidents.
One.
Oh God.
Bill
John Quincy Adams. Andrew Jackson.
H.W. Bush.
This was only marginally better than the last one, so if anyone's curious about it, it's kind of like similar playing field.
Really, really.
No. We still have time to rectify this mess.
I tell you what, Keaton, yeah. I think we all feel a little bad that your game show didn't go to plan. What say we do it again, and we do it right?
Please, no. In a different episode?
We're doing
let's
it
do the game show,
like
fuck yeah.
Come on, let's knock it out in the last 5 minutes.
That's not. I don't want to do it. I really
game
don't.
Show,
just
game
do
show,
one
game
show,
show, game show,
game
show,
so
game
bad.
Show, game show. Show.
It's not good.
I'm going to operate the game show. I'm operating
Thank
the game
you.
Show. Okay. Question.
Well, folks, that's all the time we have. I want to thank Kristen. I want to thank August. And Keaton, you're on thin ice with this co-host business.
I love you, Dad.
Love you too, son.
Jesus Christ had his moment of doubt and pain. Welcome to the podcast.
I killed the Tsar and his ministers.
Anesthesia.
Screaming.
Is it screamed?
Like that. I'm looking it up now. Do you want to know a fun fact about me? Because you don't know anything about me, pretty much. I've seen the Rolling Stones twice live.
Wow.
Two of the greatest things I've ever done.
Okay, well, it's the same thing twice. Just one
right.
Greatest thing you've ever done.
Okay.
Hey, folks. Welcome to what's this called?
This
is just the podcast. It's just you and me.
Just us talking very slowly.
What's it called?
Oh, it's got to have its own. Let's get to the piss.
Maybe whatever you want.
R2P2.
Balsamic vinegar.
Anastasia screamed in vain, Josh.
Oh, she screamed, not cried.
Yeah.
To anyone hear about this last episode of the Angry Birds drink piss in the Angry Birds movie? Sounds pretty wild.
I did hear something of it, yeah. It's going to be really low-key. It's going to be the calmest episode.
People are going to be like, why were you guys so wary of not talking over each other?
There was so much silence. Why didn't you edit any of it out?
Josh, can I pull you aside for a moment?
Oh, God.
Jesus Christ, we need to chill with this bit.
Keen, can I pull you aside
Josh,
for a moment?
Josh.
August, I will be back to that side, but Keen, I just want to pull you aside.
It's happened in two pre-recordings in a row now.
This is my
Josh,
favorite bit.
I love
it. It's such a good bit, Josh. I love it so much.
Yeah, thanks. I'm back to August.
I love you.
I also love you.
We're such a happy family, except for our terrible adopted grandfather.
Oh, no, I'm the adopted one.
Oh, we're getting loud now, are we?
We're getting loud? I mean, it's time to get loud again?
No, the rest of us are biologically related, as far as I know.
The last of us.
Oh, that's as far as you know.
We're like the
to which
Mario
I reserve
brothers.
Commentary, because you know how the evil grandfather always has the family secret?
What the fuck are you talking about?
Is your grandfather holding some secrets, or my grandfathers are dead?
Well, they're holding all their secrets now.
I think dogs are really good. I think dogs are really good. I like dogs.
Yeah, I agree.
I would say I'm pro-dog.
I gotta be the bad guy here, do I? I hunt dogs for sport. Alright, we ready to go?
Ready to go.
Ready to go?
Wait, Josh, that's gotta be the name of it.
That's true, actually. That's gotta be the name of our after show.
The Angry Birds Drink Piss in the Angry Birds movie.
Well, that's the name of it. Ready to go?
Let's go.